Willowbrook's done, a portion of Mill Creek up to Willowbrook is done. This year we plan to do Mill Creek up to Millstone and Summerbrook Court.
Did we take in Millstone Court?
No.
That's what's positioned. Okay.
That's what's left on
that's
there.
That's right. Because I remember, yeah, last year I didn't know why we didn't take it in, but.
The, what I would recommend is taking in Millstone Court and the rest of Mill Creek to Everett Mill.
We got any problems with where the road goes around the tree down there?
They removed the original tree, and I believe they got some smaller trees, but I'd like to remove that island out of there.
Who's they, the homeowners? Is there an association?
I don't know whose subdivision. I will need to work with the homeowner association, see who's took that out, but we'll see it here directly.
So there is an association down there?
They're trying to get one put together. I don't know what status they're at right now, but I know I'm.
Sheila, this is actually your area. It's right there just north of the Ford dealership.
Right.
It's just north of the Ford dealership.
So you're recommending taking in Mill Creek
to Everett Mill and Everett Mill and
Millstone.
Correct.
Okay.
Say that again. I bet you did not recommend the Millstone.
No, the Grist Mill and Fisher Springs are two incompleted roads.
So you're saying Millstone and Everett Mill to where?
Take in the rest of Mill Creek Road.
Rest of Mill Creek.
Court, Millstone Court and Everett Mill Road is what he's recommending. Do you guys need to see any more or you good?
No.
I'm good.
Move to take in the remaining portion of Mill Creek, Millstone Court, and Everett Mill Road.
I'll second that motion.
Can I ask that?
Yeah, with discussion.
Okay, thank you. Now, you are recommending taking in the Millstone Court?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Randy, do you want to table those other two? Do you want to deny them and then come back whenever they get them finished? Do we want to look at a creative way to maybe take them into
the only way we can take them in is if a homeowner would let us use their driveway as a turnaround. We need some sort of turnaround. I don't want to go beyond those points. But,
right.
And I don't know when the rest of it would get finished or developed. I don't know who's in control of that or... I have no idea, so.
Do you know who the lots, I mean, I looked it up, who the lots belong to. Do you know who?
At one time.
Just yes or no? I mean, you don't need
yeah.
Okay. So you might be able to make an agreement with them. I don't know.
Maybe.
At least for something for a turnaround until they do decide to continue on. Or you might look at that.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
What roads do you mean for the Fisher?
Fisher Spring Road here. This is probably easier. Can you pull up Beacon?
So they're wanting us to take in the road by their houses and stop it where, but...
I think what they've done when they've done the petition, they first come in with one or two roads on there originally. The problem is they didn't name Mill Creek in there, and we can't travel a road we don't maintain to get to a road that we possibly would take in. So they redone the petition, and they listed all the roads in the subdivision.
Okay.
And we've been taking them in, phasing them in, two or three at a time.
Do they know that part of the requirements? Do you have a turnaround?
Yeah, most of these roads, they either have a cul-de-sac or a deal. The problem with these two, they weren't the original developer.
And then hit maps or next report's map.
Went belly up and bank owned them, and another developer bought them, but they're waiting to get them completed.
Over to the left, one more.
There.
Click that. And then the top left, the minus button, so hit that. Keep going over. Keep going over.
Right there.
Keep going over. Keep going over.
Oh. Right there.
You gotta click on
it. Snake would have bit me.
I wasn't gonna say anything. All right, now click it and drag it down. Perfect. See right there where Gristmill Road. Yeah. I know I tried using ArcMap, I couldn't do it. I was like, I couldn't make it. That's why I said pull this up, not the other. Fisher Spring Road comes down, Gristmill Road comes down. You can kind of see where it's at.
Yeah.
And it just, that portion right there is the one that's not been completed.
So I'm assuming, the homeowners petitioned the roads. They're not concerned what's past them. They're just concerned of getting to their drive.
Yeah.
So is there a way to create a turnaround within our, it doesn't have to be paved, just a, is there a way to create a turnaround down there on the easement?
We have to have right of way. Is there not right
any curbing in place?
So what is our, what's the distance there?
Part of it's already got curbing in place, but
what do you need for a turnaround? I forget.
Generally about a 40 by 50 area.
Because we've got a 50-foot easement through there.
We've got a 50-foot easement, but we need a place to be able to pull in with bigger vehicles.
So you can't, what do you need for a roundabout or a hammerhead?
The cul-de-sac is generally twice the right-of-way, so the diameter would be 100-foot diameter on most cul-de-sacs. And most of them have them in there where they dead-end. As you can see, the undeveloped portion, being that a through road, it didn't require it. But on that short road, there's already one platted. If we took those in, we'd have to finish them roads out to make them work properly if the curbing's already there, and I don't know how far the curbing goes.
And I'm not willing to.
I didn't mind.
Kathy, can you click to see if those lots are sold?
Those are all still owned by the developer.
Pardon?
They're all still owned by the developer.
The developer, okay.
Or by the new developer. And I'm not willing to.
Let me see if I can get in contact with the homeowner association. Might even talk to some residents on those two pieces of road.
Okay.
We could table those two for the time being. We'll bring them back up later.
So, when do you want to bring them back up?
We'll need a couple of months anyway.
So this is May, or this is April, sometime in June?
Yeah, that would give me time to talk to them.
Well, here, move to table Fisher Spring Road and Grist Mill Road to an unspecified time.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Kathy, if you would, go to the number 14 on our list here, Northridge Place. We're going to drop down. You'll have to look for Emery
Creek.
No, go to Emery Creek subdivision. There you go. Northridge Place. There we go. Should be these
No.
No, that's good. Should be a newer video. We just, that might, that's it there. This subdivision is located up off of 248. We took in all but this road here and in this phase of the subdivision. When it was first petitioned, it only had two or three homes started on it. It has now, I believe, 12 homes we counted. The surface is same as the other surfaces. It's a black base overlay, which will require a chip seal. At some point in time, we have chip sealed the other roads that we've taken in that subdivision. And
what we're looking at right now, we've already taken in?
No, this is the road. This is the last road in that subdivision that we're videoing right now.
The bottom one, North Ridge.
Okay.
It's on the bottom of your list down there. This.
What do you recommend?
I'm recommending we take this one in. There's no ditches or driveway culverts, but it runs right down the center of a ridge, and drainage will naturally go off either way. I think it's only going to require minor patching before a chip seal coat. It was pretty good shape from what we've seen.
Just make sure the homeowners know there's going to be a chip seal, because last time we did something, we turned around and got a bunch of complaints, even though we put in a better road.
Yeah.
Move to approve North Ridge Place.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Sheila, have you been out there?
No.
That's in your area as well. Just. Well, we've taken in quite a few roads right through there, so that might be a good place to kind of see what we've done in the past.
The thing that I'm
not in
there is looking
at it as a road tug in. Right. It's different. Okay, if we're done with them, let's go to Box Elder Lane and Hedge Path. These both were petitioned. We'll video. There should be two Box Elders. See which one you bring up first. That's the right one. This is a older subdivision. It's down here off Y Highway. This road we're currently sitting on is county maintained. The next road you see just down the road, we currently maintain a portion of it up to a turnaround. This one's currently gravel and dirt. And the residents that live here try to maintain this as best they can, but it's all they've got is a little tractor and back blade. But
has this one been petitioned before? I know it says.
No, I don't believe this one's.
Okay.
To my knowledge, has ever been petitioned. No.
There was one down Y Highway that.
Hedgepath may have at one time and was denied in the past.
I'm trying to remember. There was like a loop or something that we did down Y. I'm trying to remember.
Now, there's a couple others down there off Willie Oaks that were petitioned, and we denied those.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
And,
believe what he said is he came to petition. He was told that he needed to get signatures of everyone and get the easements and all.
Right. And now this particular road.